Here in Los Angeles, police are investigating the fatal shooting Sunday morning of an unarmed 13-year-old boy who was suspected of stealing a car. Initial reports say that after a brief police chase through the streets of South LA, Devin Brown backed the car he was driving into the squad car. One of the officers responded by firing 10 shots into Brown's car, killing the teenager. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco visited the scene.
Here on the corner of 83rd Street and Western Avenue, there's still broken glass in the street where the incident happened. Devin Brown's friends and his family have left candles, teddy bears, and balloons in his honor, and a handwritten sign in front of Tony's Tires and Auto Repair that says, "To LAPD and Sheriff's Department, you wonder why the community dislikes you. We don't trust you or respect you. Rest in peace to another victim."
Little boy, he had no gun on him. He didn't have nothing. No weapons. Why you have to shoot him 9 times?
10 times.
They shot him 10 times.
He only 13 years old.
Devin Brown's older friends from the neighborhood, including 21-year-old Jason Avery and 18-year-old Stephanie Young, are still trying to make sense of the shooting.
Now another part of our family is gone.
His mama, only son, just now about to go to high school.
We made sure he wasn't in no gang. He played basketball a lot, I know that. He loved to hang out. Regular little dude, regular person, like everybody else around here.
Stop this life for nothing. Just for joyriding.
Marcel West says his son went to Audubon Middle School with Devin Brown. He says police are always pulling over folks in this poor, mostly black neighborhood. And with Brown, he says, they went too far.
It wasn't no freeze, get out the car, put your hands up or nothing. It was just gunshots. I mean, that's not fair.
Last night at the L.A. Police Academy, Chief William Bratton told reporters that the two officers involved in the case are now on desk assignment during an investigation over their use of force.
Policy right now pretty much does authorize an officer to shoot at a moving vehicle, shoot at an individual in the moving vehicle, if he or she feels that their life or the life of a member of the public is in danger.
After a series of questionable police shootings in recent years, Bratton is now proposing that his department's use of force policy be changed to restrict when officers should or shouldn't shoot at moving vehicles. The police commission has another month to decide whether or not to adopt Bratton's policy change.
This is a terrible tragedy. Our hearts go out as a father. Mine goes out certainly to the family of the young boy that was killed here. But what we have is, unfortunately, a combination of a city with too much violence, too much fear, both fear of the community, of the police, and criminal elements in the community that unfortunately result in too much force sometimes being used. And that is the reality of what we're dealing with, and we're trying to change that.
Back in South L.A., at the sidewalk memorial where Devin Brown was killed, his friends have their doubts that the police will change their tactics anytime soon. It was just last week that prosecutors decided not to press charges against an LAPD officer caught on videotape striking a man with a flashlight during an arrest. David Moore, a gang intervention worker who knew Devin Brown, says L.A. police need to stop being so trigger-happy.
LAPD, do something, make them freeze. Don't just open fire on them, give our kids a chance.
Devin Brown's family plans to speak out about the case today, and police say they'll issue an official report by tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
You don't listen, it's not my fault. I'll be getting paid, you'll be paying the cost. Sitting in a jailhouse running your mouth while me and my people try to get out.